Welcome back to Juno Afternoon. After jumping around, we're going to talk about one of my favorite subjects in the world, barbecue. Let's talk about barbecue. Shannon, how are you?
I am great. I'm excited.
Yes, Shannon Fisher is here, and Shannon's with Family Promise Juno, and you guys are going to be doing a really cool, this is amazing. I love this. I moved up here from Florida years ago, and I have a lot of family in North Carolina, so barbecue is a big part of my life, and barbecue is an amazing cooking and culinary experience, but it also is, by its nature, competitive.
Yes. Okay. I'm so glad you said that.
Yeah. Barbecue is a competitive sport. People want to compare their barbecue. They want to compete with their barbecue, and you have set up what has been needed in Juno for so long.
Needed is the right word.
Battle of the barbecues.
You know,
thank you.
I have been told, I have been advised to downplay the competition, but it is something that I can't do. It's inherent to my nature to compete.
There are no losers. We're not saying there's no, everyone's a winner.
Absolutely.
Everyone's a winner. When it's barbecues involved, everyone's a winner. So we could put that out of the way, but still competition. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
So
that's great. You're doing Battle of the Barbecue coming up.
This Sunday, it's going to be at Shepherd of the Valley from 5 to 6:30. And the cool part about it is that we're going to provide all the pulled pork. And then we've got a few people in each category to provide sides, including barbecue sauce, coleslaw, baked beans, and potato salad. So you can have different styles of barbecue
You can go in and compete with just your mom's amazing sauce that's been part of your family's recipe for years.
Absolutely.
But you don't have to worry about doing the cooking of the meat, of the pulled pork or any of that stuff.
No.
That's all taken care of.
We will take care of that. It's going to be smoking for like 12 hours
on
Saturday.
That's what I was going to ask next.
Yeah.
So how are you preparing the pulled pork?
I'm not preparing any of it.
Okay.
But someone, if you want a whiff of it, it'll be smoking outside of Shepherd of the Valley all day on Saturday.
Do you know if is it like hickory smoked? Is it alder? Do you know what kind of wood? Do you know?
Oh, like the best mix of
woods. You don't know.
No.
A barbecue master is preparing this pork. Really, literally doing it for how many hours are they going to?
I think 12 is 12 what they're scheduled
hours.
For. Yeah.
Which, so that's an amazing thing. So that's going to be great. And then what was the inspiration behind doing a barbecue battle?
You know, so we were at our second anniversary a couple of months ago in April. The Juno Empire ran a really great story on us, which interviewed two families. And those two families were out at the new playground, and they were saying, this was so fun. Why can't we get together and do this again? So it's an opportunity for all of our Family Promise graduates to get together, you know, a lot of our donors, a lot of our volunteers, and just to have a fun fundraiser that combines all of those things.
So this is totally fun. It's going to be great fun. We'll talk about how much fun this is going to have. It's all happening this Sunday. But let's talk a little bit about the mission of Family Promise and the work you guys are doing every way, which leads to the ability for families to have healthy lives and have a lot of fun in their lives and fulfill their lives as having a great full family existence.
That's right.
But you're helping people when they're a little compromised, maybe.
Yeah.
And, you know, trying to pull things together.
Yeah. So we work with families that are going through a housing crisis. We're a community response to family homelessness, and we do that with the help of over 500 volunteers here in Juno, about 15 congregations, 6 civic groups, and lots of individuals that want to just be involved.
How long has Family Promise been around?
2 years and
just
3
years.
Months?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And do you have I'm sure you do. Do you have a tally of how many folks have come through, how many families you've been able to help through the 2 years you've been in existence?
Yeah. At this point, 15 families have graduated into housing.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's so in a community as small as Juno, 15 families really makes a difference.
It does. And what we know from Family Promise is a national program. We are independently run here in Juno, but we have 30 years of statistics on how the model works. We know that 87% of families that graduate into housing from a Family Promise program stay permanently housed.
So if you can capture people and help them in that crisis moment, it really can launch them into being able to get to a strategy where ends can meet, where they can
get that community support. So they're really integrated into community. And really, that's how all of us succeed. So
yeah, when you think about how we've all kind of knitted the fabric of our lives together, it's all these – a lot of times it's kismet.
Yeah.
You know, there's these events that happen that allow us to do things. Sometimes we're very fortunate. Maybe we have a more fortunate background, that sort of thing. But for those folks that are struggling, these kind of opportunities to find help can really make a huge difference.
And the opportunity to do the work themselves. So when you're in crisis, there's really not a lot of opportunity to make headway, to take a step forward, because you're, you know, wondering where your kids are going to sleep at night, where they're going to get their next meal. So you're constantly working on the task at hand. So when families join us, they don't have rent, they don't have utilities, they don't have food costs. So it takes the pressure off. And then they can dream and take that next step in their lives.
And so tell me how that kind of manifests itself. What examples have you seen of people being able to have that pressure relieved? And then what has happened next for some of the folks that have been in your program?
You know, thinking about a family that graduated recently into housing, they were spending all of their money on hotel rooms. They couldn't save up. They couldn't pay off an eviction that they had. When they joined us, they were able, because they were both two adults working full time, they were able to pay off that old eviction, save up, and get into housing. So these are folks that are hardworking people even before they joined us.
And you can imagine, I mean, that's a really interesting thing that I'm fortunate enough to not have thought about much, but to lose your home. And you lose it under a circumstance where credit is compromised, that sort of thing. So what's your alternative? And to think that a hotel, a daily cost of a hotel is your alternative, which obviously anyone who's ever rented a hotel knows that over the course of a month, that's an exorbitant cost for someone who's especially trying to make ends meet. That's a really interesting, very simple way to think about how you can be so quickly compromised with one very simple thing of not meeting one-time rent, getting evicted, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the barbecue.
All right.
So it's happening. Tell me when it's happening, that kind of stuff, and then how people can get involved.
Mm-hmm. So it is this Sunday, 5 to 6:30 at Shepherd of the Valley, which is basically over almost at the corner of Mendenhall Loop and Back Loop Road. And so you can come up, you can buy a ticket ahead of time or at the event. Tickets are $20 for individuals or $50 for families up to five. And we have a bunch of board members out there selling tickets if you would like to purchase one in advance, but you're more than welcome to do so at the door.
Very cool. And so tickets are $20 for individuals, $50 for families of two adults and three children. And that all goes towards funding this program.
Yes, we are predominantly locally funded. We're really, really lucky about the generosity that Juno has provided to support this program that supports families. And it's not just going to be barbecue. We've got a giant bouncy house. We've got kids games.
Can't do without a bouncy house.
Yeah.
Right, you got to have a bouncy house.
Absolutely.
That's great.
Shepherd of the Valley is one of my favorite places. They love to put the bouncy house in their sanctuary. And if you have not seen that yet, it is remarkable. It barely fits inside. It's incredible and a lot of fun.
But it's a rain or shine
Absolutely.
Bouncy house then, which
there
is
you go.
Great. Yeah. You don't want a wet bouncy house.
That'd be a little grody.
Damp bouncy houses are no good. No, you want them nice and dry in there.
But if you're coming off your boat, if you're coming off a day of hiking and you're not ready to make a meal, bring your kids over, come on out. We've got it prepared. We've got it ready.
That'll be great. As also, it looks like kids races and prizes and things like that.
Oh, yeah. If I could compete in those, I would as well. But I'm going to compete vicariously through my fiancé, who has made a Carolina barbecue sauce.
Oh, he's Carolina barbecue. See, that's what I'm all about.
I mean, I'm from Kansas City, so I feel a little...
So you're more of the thicker sauce.
But I think he might win...
It's all vinegar-based, that Carolina barbecue.
Yeah.
It's a little sweet, a little vinegar, all that. Oh, man, love it. You're talking
Come
my language.
Out. Come on out.
When you talk to Carolina barbecue, that's talking my language.
I tried it on halibut today at lunch, and it was good.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay, just an all-purpose sauce. Works on anything.
We had to try it out to make sure.
That's right. All right, well, it's Family Promise of Juneau doing Battle of the Barbecue. It's a pulled pork picnic. It's also an actual battle, as we've already said, which is exciting. It's all happening 5 to 6:30 p.m. out at Shepherd of the Valley. It's on this Sunday, July 14th. And you can find out more about it at www.bit.ly.com/FPJBBQ.
That's where you can enter if you would like to enter into barbecue sauce, coleslaw, potato salad, or baked beans.
Sounds good. Well, it's going to be awesome out there. It's going to smell awesome, number one. And then it's going to taste amazing, and it's going to be a battle,
a true battle of the barbecue.
Although, you know, obviously, everyone's a winner.
There may be
when
tears.
It's not just because of cutting onions. I'm telling you, that's right. But when a barbecue is involved, everyone's a winner. Shannon, thanks so much for telling us all about what Family Promise of Juneau is all about and also about Battle of the Barbecue. Have a great barbecue-y Sunday.
Thank you very much. We hope to see everyone there.
All right, thanks.